Welcome. It's Domain Dave again from CheapWineFinder.com. And we've got another wine review for a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. Go figure. And we're still doing Thanksgiving wines. And what we have today is the Trader Joe's Platinum Reserve Carneros Pinot Noir 2021. So it's a $14.99 wine. Platinum Reserve wines are a little more expensive, and there's Diamond Reserves are like $19.99. And what this is supposed to be is equal to wine maybe twice the price, a $30 wine. But how would you know that? Because we don't know who made it or what vineyard it came out of, and if it's, you know, there's a lot of things that make a wine $30, and there's things that make a wine $15. So it's hard to quantify that, but I figure since Trader Joe's has been pretty accurate about what they say it is and what it isn't, I would imagine this does come from a vineyard where $30 wines come from. Who made it? I don't know. This is one of the ones where it's really hard to figure out who made it. There is, it says Carnero Cellars in the back label, and who that is, I don't know. Though Carneros, which is just north of the San Pablo Bay. The San Pablo Bay is east of Oakland, and it brings the Pacific water into, you know, a little bit of inland California, and it also has some river deltas that allow Clarksburg and Lodi to have wine. Otherwise, they'd be way too hot. But all those rivers coming off the San Pablo Bay and the valleys do that. Well, that's another story, because we're talking about Carneros, which is just north of Pablo Bay, and it is partially in Sonoma and partially in Napa. One kind of weird thing, this is not scientific, that I've kind of noticed is that if it comes from Napa Vineyard, you'll see Napa Carneros on it. If it comes from Sonoma, they just say Carneros. I mean, that's just kind of like marketing right there. They did a 2020 Trader Joe's Platinum Reserve Carneros Pinot Noir for last Easter. And these wines are similar. So I would think that possibly whoever made the one from last year made this year too. The one thing about it is, for me, it's that the alcohol content is 14.5%, which is kind of stiff for a classic Pinot Noir, and this is supposed to be a classic Pinot Noir, not one of the New World classic Pinots. And in my mind, a Pinot Noir should have a lighter to medium body so the flavors can shine a little more. A wine with more alcohol should have more body, and it will kind of mask some of the flavors. It doesn't really do that here. It holds the 14.5% alcohol well, and it did last year too. I'm going to take a sip. It's really kind of smooth, and then it's got some really kind of exotic spices and things going on that kind of give you little sharp edges to it. Yeah, it's actually tastes great. And this is a really good $15 Pinot Noir. Is it a $30 Pinot Noir? Yeah, unless I have one in my hand, I'm going to taste them side by side, and you need more than one. But why would I do that? Because I'm someone who buys $15 Pinot Noirs. I don't, if I was really wanted to go around buying $30 ones, I would have done it. So, it's good for $15. That's all you can say. You know, Trader Joe's might think it it hits above, it's, you know, well above, and it might very well come from a vineyard that has more expensive wines coming out of it. Because Carneros wines are from anywhere from like $20, Pinot Noirs anyway, to over $100. So it is legit that this is a good growing region, and they don't do value price wines. So it goes to figure that it is. It does have origins that are a little bit more expensive than $14.99. I'm going to take one more sip, and we're going to talk a little bit more, and then wrap it up. Yeah, this is a good food wine. This would pair well with Thanksgiving. The reason why Pinot Noir pairs well with Thanksgiving, because turkey is kind of like a subtle tasting unless you're doing a deep fried or smoked or something. And this won't overpower it. I mean, if you have a red blend or a Cabernet Sauvignon, you might not taste the turkey. Though, you know, the simplest thing for pairing is a good tasting wine goes with good tasting food. But you can get more closer to ideal with a little common sense. And so there we go. $14.99 for the Trader Joe's Platinum Reserve Carneros Pinot Noir 2020. Well worth $14.99. Is it a $30 wine? Is it a $40 wine? I don't know. But is it worth $14.99? Yeah, I mean, it's a good wine. It has more nuance. It has more complexity than a typical value price Pinot Noir. I do like value price Pinot Noir, but this isn't one of them. This is next level. So if you're looking for something to pour for Thanksgiving, or just drink and have a what may be a little bit better wine for what you decide to pay, yeah, this is it. $14.99. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, CheapWineFighter.com. This might be our last Pinot Noir. I've been doing a bunch of Pinot Noirs lately. We might start going on to other things because the holidays are coming. We have some party wines. So keep it cheap. Like us, we like your podcasts and all that type of thing. And I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days because we do these three times a week. And there's a written review and a podcast. So adios. I'll talk to you in a couple days. Bye-bye.